As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, I've heard this song. You can hear this song tonight, too, probably, assuming Pantera plays it, when they're opening up for Metallica, Mercedes-Benz.
100% chance they play this
song. 100% chance.
Yes.
We just got an email from one of our folks here at Odyssey, basically telling me to put my money where my mouth is.
Right.
Because earlier in that last segment, I was like, I would love to see Metallica. I've just never had the opportunity. She emailed, she's like, there are extra Metallica tickets tonight if anybody wants to go. I'm like, well, I don't know. How much would I love Tuesday? I mean, I'd love it to go on a Tuesday.
But we were just talking before, and I just Googled it real quick. And it's different polls, so this is whatever you like or whatever. They're talking about the best front men ever.
Okay.
And the one that I think is my personal favorite is Freddie Mercury.
Oh, Freddie Mercury's great.
Yeah, so they got him as number one. They got Robert Plant as number two.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Mick Jagger, number three.
Yeah, Rolling Stones.
Jim Morrison, number four.
The Doors.
Roger Daltrey.
Which one's that?
Roger Daltrey.
What band's
is
that?
Don't say.
Probably should know that, but I don't.
Okay. Steven Tyler.
Is that the Who, maybe?
Steven Tyler's up there. Okay. Axl Rose, of course. Kurt Cobain. Bono.
Okay.
So are all these guys ahead of Het?
Yes.
There's no way.
Yeah. I believe you, too. I can't find him. Okay.
But not even on the list? Didn't even make the list?
Yes, there he is. Yeah, here. Number 10.
Top 10?
Yeah.
I would have probably had him at like, so the guys they had leading this list at like 1, 2, 3, 4 are okay. There was one you got to, and I was like, nope, that's where Hetfield goes. And it was 4 or 5.
I think it was Jim Morrison I was talking about.
Yes, no, okay. It may have been.
Okay.
There's no, you don't, Jim Morrison, no, no.
Okay.
No.
So you put him,
because
it's Freddie Mercury, it's Robert Plant, it's Mick,
Hetfield at 4.
So you put him right before Steven Tyler.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I agree with that, and way ahead of Axl
okay.
Rose.
All right.
Hetfield's still singing. Axl looks like somebody's grandma.
He does.
He's had some tough years.
He has some rough ass years, though.
Yeah, man.
When they tell you what a rocker looks post rock star,
yeah,
he is the poster boy
man,
for
living hard. Rode hard and put away wet.
Living hard.
All these guys did. The fact that some of these guys are still out there doing it is shocking.
Yes.
Like what they've done to their bodies for the years they
did do it. Mick Jagger's still performing. He's like 80.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe that's why Het doesn't want to go until he's like 80, or maybe he does, but look, man, you're like 60. I would,
The thing for me is, like, obviously you love doing it, because what your dream 100%. Was to always
right,
do.
Yeah,
and
right,
yourself.
Right.
But, like, you're now to the point where, like, there's no expectation of anything new. You don't have to.
Yeah, you got to make a new album.
You just play the hits and go on tour, and you're going to sell out football stadiums.
Yes.
I don't know how much money they're going to make tonight, But it's not less than $1 million.
But that's what I'm saying. That's got to be.
They're going to make $1 million every show.
Off of a new album.
Yeah. They got a new album?
72 seasons. They just came out like a year ago. This has got
to be. But this has got to be the life to be as great as you are and not have to put out nothing and still make all that bread.
Exactly. That's the goal. That's the goal, to do enough good for long enough to where then people just want to see you.
Are y'all familiar with the band Godsmack?
I've heard of them.
So they, within the last year or so, they officially retired from making new music. And they, because they have like 10 studio albums, maybe 7. So when they tour now, it's only the hits. And that's what people want to hear. Like, y'all don't have to be in the studio after releasing like 7, 8 freaking albums and you've been a band for 30 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no offense to a lot of the great bands, but like no one's trying to hear the, like Eddie Vedder, no one's trying to hear the ukulele album, man.
Not one strang.
People want to hear Evenflo. Okay?
Like, I know, that's what happened when we went, saw, when Lauryn Hill came to Athens, and Lauryn was like, I got a new album. And she, it was a chair and a guitar. We're like, what the hell am I going to listen to this? Oh, Lauryn, hit some of the hits.
Miseducation. You know what I'm saying?
Hit some. I'm just going to do my new album.
When Tara and I went to Rockville, which was in Daytona Beach in 2021, Metallica played Thursday and Sunday. Their Sunday set was playing the Black Album backwards.
Oh, man.
Oh, like, wow.
That way they end up with Enter Sandman as the last song. And that's, people went crazy over it. That's one album. They just played it in its entirety. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
That is the wild thing about seeing live music, though, because you never know what they're going to do. Because they're artists, man. Artists are eccentric. Some folks have gotten to the point where it's like, look, this is what it is. This is the set. We're playing the hits.
Oh, Frankie Beverly Maze is that.
This is what we're doing.
Yes, we know what song's coming up. We know what we're going to start with, and we know where they're going to end with.
Yeah, the encore. It's all the same. Every tour is the same, and that's fine. But then you get, like, you know, you get folks that are still actively in the creative process and making new stuff, and it's like, all right, I'm inspired by gospel right now, and I'm going to play the gospel album. And it's like, damn, all right, no one really wanted that.
You really can't.
You go for it. You can't.
I mean, you can't. I've only been to,
they're an artist.
I've been to one gospel concert. I went to see Kirk Franklin live. I thought it was a hip-hop R&B concert, the way Kirk was up there gyrating. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I love gospel music.
Don't fall off the stage.
But that's one of those ones you'd kind of like to know what you're getting into. Yeah. Especially if the person doesn't traditionally play that style of music, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, let's get saved. Let's get saved today.
Might as well.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
And then there were 2. There's also 8, but I'll tell you about them in a minute. So University of Texas yesterday afternoon, actually while during the show, University of Texas beat Tennessee to make it to the championship yesterday. And then yesterday evening, Texas Tech puts away Oklahoma. Oklahoma, 4-time national champions. Their run will not reach a 5th. Najee Kanade, as you were saying earlier, pitches 300 and ends up at 380-something consecutive pitches. Something crazy about that is she played for Stanford last year, who also made it to Women's College World Series. So she's over 700 consecutive pitches if you include last year's College World Series, because she pitched every game for them too.
I saw the home run she gave up. That girl.
It was a blast.
She knocked it.
Yeah.
Like, she smacked
two outs, bottom of the 7th.
Two outs, 7th inning. Yeah.
I did see that one. I mean, no, I saw and I heard it, because it's not like a damn rocket.
Two outs, bottom of the 7th. I think it was an 0-2 count.
Yeah. The way that the runner on.
But this is the girl that famously got like $1 million.
$1.2 million
in NIL money to transfer from Stanford to Texas Tech, knocking off the 4-time defending national champion.
Think they got their money's worth?
Validates it, right?
Yes,
like, no matter what happens, you validated it. Now, obviously, you'd like to go on and win the national championship, but like you said this earlier this week, her having this level of success means more stuff like this
has
is going
to be
happen.
Only a good thing.
Like, other schools are going to do this with other players at other programs that maybe don't have the NIL funds that a Texas Tech or whatever might have. So I think that's only good for the sport. Maybe people would say that it isn't, because if she was still at Stanford, that'd be good for Stanford. But like, other players getting to cash in like that would
think
be
think about
great.
Our very own Knox Bardeen's daughter, who is committed to Virginia Tech.
No doubt.
But
she goes out there and balls out.
Her senior year to go, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she goes and balls out at Virginia Tech as a freshman. Texas Tech will pay her $1.5 million.
Well, there we go.
Knox doesn't have to write any more headlines. Knox doesn't have to send Abe any more angry emails about where's your article at today.
Trust me, those emails are never directed at me.
So If you were to watch that game and be paying attention at the end, you would have noticed a very long embrace by Texas Tech head coach Jerry Glasgow and pitcher for Oklahoma, Sam Landry. Now, first off, Sam Landry, this girl is crazy. For one thing, there's only 43 feet from the rubber to the plate in collegiate softball. All right, this is the same as it's going to be in the pros. All right. So by the time you lunge and some girls jump, whatever, you're about 5 feet closer than that, and she doesn't wear a face mask and also wears glasses. That is just straight insanity to me. So you got some big old brass ones to be doing that. Of all positions, like none of them have to wear face masks at this level, at the college level. Of any position, I would still. And Olivia said the same thing. She's like, there's no way I would do that. We're watching the game together yesterday.
Big old brass what's?
I don't know.
Toes.
Man.
Ovaries?
Yeah.
Toes.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah. Toes.
Big old brass toes. So what the story behind this, Sam Landry, the pitcher for Oklahoma, used to play for Jerry Glasgow at University of Louisiana Lafayette. He coached there. She played for him. His daughter was also a coach at Louisiana Lafayette. She was killed tragically in a car accident in 2019.
Oh.
Sam Landry only met her a few times but had a very close bond with her head coach, Jerry Glasgow. So Sam Landry, the starting pitcher and ace for Oklahoma, had her name sewn into her glove. Jerry's daughter, who passed in 2019, sewn into her glove and had her number sewn into her jersey.
Wow.
So they were very tight.
Yeah.
I can only imagine down the road something like this happens. Like, I, you know, putting myself in those shoes for 14 seconds. What a time. Like, she ends up pitching against her former coach in the, you know, to get to the College World Series championship.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Did he won or she won?
He won.
He won. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, crazy.
Great story. Then over to the men's side. So we, all of the regional tournaments were concluded last night. It did finish with LSU having to come back from down 5-1 versus University of Little Rock, Arkansas, or Arkansas Little Rock. So your team's hosting super regionals on the men's side, Louisville, Oregon State, UNC, UCLA, Duke, LSU, Arkansas, and Auburn. Now, Auburn is hosting a super regional versus Coastal Carolina, who also hosted a regional. All right, so Coastal Carolina's regional featured the University of Florida, national champion in college baseball. They had a game on Saturday that had to be moved. If I'm not mistaken, it had to be moved from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to noon. But that will kind of mess up your game plan if you had a game plan going forward. So Kevin O'Sullivan, who is University of Florida's head coach, laid into the site rep for Coastal Carolina full of expletives. I've seen that there's some comments online. There's a lot more to this story. Maybe they knew each other in a former life or a different team or something like that. So then Kevin Snell, who is Coastal Carolina's head coach, gets on University of Florida's Kevin Sullivan.
This is a national champion coach who thinks he can come in here and try to bully people around. Disappointed. Disappointed. Somebody that a lot of coaches look up to. For him to act that way, really disappointed. He disrespected a Hall of Fame coach who's the site rep here. That's all I got to say.
So Kevin O'Sullivan, Abe tells me, did come out and apologize, as well as the Florida AD. But
why did they move the game time for?
I'm not sure if maybe something he was yelling at the site rep who had informed them about the game time.
But like weather was coming.
I think it started with weather that turned into, quote, field conditions.
Because sometimes with these regionals, like you're supposed to start at 2, and then the game before you go super late, you don't start till 4 or 5, whatever. I haven't heard about starting earlier than you were supposed to. Have you ever had it happen where your flight gets delayed or changed or whatever later, but then they change it back? And it's earlier than it was supposed to be. Have you ever had that happen? Like, they delayed a flight that we were on not too long ago, and it was like, all right, it's going to be an hour delayed, whatever. Right. So we decided, all right, well, we'll just wait and not go to the airport yet. And then they've got a text, like, not only on time, it's going to be about 10 minutes before it was supposed to be.
Yes, that
it's
has
like,
happened.
Damn, all right, we better get on the road.
Yes, that has happened to me.
How do they do that?
Yes, that has happened.
What happens if you don't make it?
You don't make it.
I have been where they have changed it back. Now, me, I am a early the airport person. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's just, I've always been like that. More when I'm by myself than without them, because they're leaving tomorrow to go out to see her people for like a week. And I'm supposed to fly out there Saturday just to hang out and everything. And I'm like, okay, so they got a 1 o'clock flight. 10 o'clock flight leaving here to get to LAX. I'm like, I'll get to the airport 7:30, get some early morning coffee and
there's nothing wrong with being at the airport by yourself early. Because it's great. Airport rules or anything goes. Yes. Certainly don't want to be at the airport early with them. Because there's little kids at the airport.
Like, I'm the one, I like to get on the plane earlier. I like to get in and sit down. Like, when we got them kids, let that little boy run as long as you can.
As long as he can. Get it all out.
Yeah, let him run as long as y'all can.
Because you know he's not going to get it all out.
Oh, no.
And then he's going to want to run up and down the aisles when the plane takes off.
Yeah. He's like, oh, boy. But like, really, I like to get on early, Andy, a lot of times. Because I hate when, and I'm there, like, because I never do it, so that's why I say I hate it. I never take anybody's overhead compartment space.
Oh.
There's nothing that chaps my ass more than somebody that's four rows behind or four rows.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In front of me, using the overhead space that's meant for my bag.
Yeah, that's for you.
It drives me freaking crazy.
If at the gate they're like, "We'll check your bag for free," I'm like, "All right,
yeah, I'll do that.
I don't mind that. Yeah, that's great. Then I don't have to worry about it."
But if it's the only bag though, no.
But, all right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. The Braves made a coaching change, not the one a lot of people wanted them to make, but they did make a coaching change. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.